At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Paul Hayward, who's CEO of Block Energy, and he's speaking to us from Georgia.
How are you today, Paul?
I'm very well, thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've got the news flowing in this week. What are the highlights for you?
We are nice and busy, that's for sure. The Q2 update was pretty solid. You know, we presented all the facts, production stability, both in oil and gas, revenue for the quarter, and of course, our June 30th cash balance. So, all things looking pretty good. We're in a good position from a production perspective. Bills are being paid and we're building our free cash ahead of our upcoming drilling program. And we've defined a very clear strategy, which is being presented to the market, which aims to target the opportunity throughout the West West Derby, Kurtz and Easy area, across into the 11B area, specifically the Patazuli field, which has cumed over 100 million barrels to date. We plan to go back into that area and redevelop it. And then we, of course, have the broader gas opportunity, which is, it's certainly got the attention of the government. And given current regional events, they're keen to see us get after appraising and developing that opportunity. So that forms our three-part project strategy that's been noted as part of the Q2 update.
And so it's a matter of keeping the sort of the wells flowing, everything flowing for long enough so that it sinks into the market, really, and the market understands the value there.
That's exactly it, Zach. I guess there's kind of two prime focuses for us, and that's one tactical, and that's managing baseline production, as highlighted in the Q2 update. And then there's the strategic piece, which sees us getting after the opportunities outlined across the three projects defined.
And I suppose also you've got the benefit, if that's the right word, of, you know, as this, you know, these are sort of backward-looking updates, you'll still have the higher oil prices kicking in over the rest of the year.
That's right, Zach. We've seen a welcome boost to our sales price on a per barrels basis, and that continues to help us accelerate the cash build, which of course feeds into our self-funding development plan. So, the elevated commodity prices are welcomed by the company and are helping us reshape our plans and, if you like, all things being well, become more aggressive with the drill bit.
Right. And I suppose the other thing is, you know, the other part of that, you know, the higher prices, that it makes the assets you have appear far, you know, even with lesser production, much more valuable.
Yes, indeed. I think what were previously marginal development plays that were somewhat non-core for the company, well, we've seen them and those particular plays create far more interest with third parties purely because of the elevated commodity prices, just mean that these projects are no longer marginal. So, you know, we're seeking to develop, at least internally, the projects which we see to provide great margin to the company, of course. But, there are now third parties seeking projects in Georgia that are looking at stuff that were once deemed marginal. But current commodity prices really have changed the landscape here in Georgia and creating far more opportunity for us, actually.
Yeah, I mentioned in the last interview the gas, and I think even since then, the gas outlook and supply looks even worse than it was a week ago or so. Can you just remind investors and listeners how important gas is to you?
Yeah, well, I think it's you know, it's a big part of the energy mix here in Georgia. You know, currently Georgia receives pretty much all of its gas from external suppliers, most of which comes from Azerbaijan, of course, but elements of its gas requirements were coming in from the north also. So clearly Georgia are very keen in developing any domestic supply. And, you know, it's the story of the gas discoveries throughout the new assets that Block acquired from, or the assets that Block acquired from Schlumberger, has been told many times over. But Block 11B is littered with gas discoveries, all of which make up approximately 350-odd BCF of contingent resources. So, you know, part of our Project 3 strategy is, of course, accelerating the appraisal and development of those resources and getting after developing that, what we believe to be a significant gas resource. So there's a lot of support here locally for us to get on with that project. I believe the head of the Agency of Oil and Gas was very vocal on the government's position on specifically the project relating to Block 11B recently in local Georgian news. And, you know, that underpins our interest to get after Project 3 and start appraising those discoveries.
Okay, well, we'll see how everything develops. So great to speak again. Paul Hayward, CEO of Block Energy. Thank you very much indeed.
Zach, thank you very much.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.